Welcome back to the Clubhouse here in the McAdoo Studios. Kyle Bailey, Danny Noakes, and Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. You can follow him on Twitter at ChrisColemanTSL. Check out their work, TechSideline.com. Hokies and Georgia Tech tomorrow, Battle of the Techs. And Adam Smith's been playing well. Georgia Tech's been playing well. Much, much better than many thought. And, you know, we kind of laughed last season, you know, when Brian Gregory and that team was really, really struggling. And people were wondering, would he be fired midseason? They were so bad. And then they opted to keep him around. And we also just kind of surmised that it was because they couldn't afford to buy him out. They couldn't afford to pay another coach. Well, Brian Gregory's kind of making the most of this this extra life he's been given. They're looking pretty good this season.
They look a lot better than they did last year. You know, their losses in ACC play have been close. They knocked off Virginia. Adam Smith has given them a deep threat. Mm-hmm. Adam Smith is still pretty much the same player he was here. You know, he could score 30 in a given night, or he could score 6, depending on whether that, you know, his three-point ball is falling. Still doesn't play very much defense. He's not going to penetrate and score inside, anything like that. But you have to guard him out to 23, 24 feet away from the basket, and that's a big weapon to have. I've been impressed with him. Virginia Tech has not won a road ACC game in the Buzz Williams era as of yet. In fact, they only won one road game overall, right?
Radford.
Yeah. So yeah, this would be a step in the right direction. I thought the Wake Forest game was a step in the right direction because Buzz actually complained after the win. You know, most times you win a basketball game around here, you're just like, oh my gosh, we won. Thank goodness. he actually complained after the win about defense. I mean, he was taking questions in there, and he was just like, well, I know what you're saying, but man, our defense was so bad tonight. So when you've reached the point where you can actually complain after a win, that means you've taken a step forward.
Yeah, you're getting somewhere.
Right. So the next step now, in my opinion, is winning an ACC road game.
Right. It's funny, though, because Kyle, you were talking about this yesterday, about how they've just been steadily knocking down barriers of what they've been trying to accomplish each game. With each game, first it was the first road win against Radford, then it's a win over a ranked team, and it's your second ACC win. Now the next one, like you said, should be win an ACC road game.
Can I just say that when he was hired, my bold prediction was they would make the NCAA tournament in year two.
Oh, that was bold.
That was bold, right?
That's really, yeah.
I still don't think it's going to happen, obviously, but they are 3-1 in conference.
Here's the thing.
So I'm a lot closer to that than I thought I'd be.
If they had beaten Alabama State and Northwestern, they'd be sitting here at what?
13-4.
13-4 with a 3-1 record.
And a top five win.
And people would have them on the bubble.
I was going to say,
probably computer numbers probably not quite good enough to get in. But
in the discussion.
Yeah, they'd be bubblicious.
Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there just now, just in case something ridiculous happens.
Right.
I can go back and find that audio. I said my bold prediction is he has them in the tournament in year two.
I think I said year three.
Yeah, you did. And I didn't even believe it when I said it.
Right.
If he can make the right roster moves, maybe it's possible.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
But, you know, here we go. They might go get blown out tomorrow. Who knows?
They might. Who knows? I mean, I think it's going to be one of those years. We talked last week, peaks and valleys. Peaks and valleys of a basketball game and peaks and valleys of a basketball season. That's what they're all about. And there have been fewer valleys this year than there were last year, obviously, and more peaks. And, you know, that's the goal. Next year, progress in that form again. I mean, you know, Tech might win 15, 16 games this year, something like that. Well, next year, probably going to win 20. I think there's a chance to win 20 games and go to the NCAA tournament next year. That's what I've said from the very beginning, that if you know, this team stays healthy and they get the right playing rotation next year, I fully believe that they're an NCAA tournament team.
Yeah, they're missing out so much not having Ahmed Hill and Chris Clark in the game right now. Those are two really key
two starters.
Cogs, absolutely.
Those are two starters. I mean, because Ahmed Hill was he was the only player last year that, when available, started every single game, I believe.
And I mean, he is a Buzz. I mean, Buzz is joined at the hip with him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is another Jimmy Butler to Buzz. One of those guys that Buzz just loves.
Time out. Did you see Jimmy Butler last night?
Oh, 55?
53. Yeah. 9-5, I think, last night. Buzz was retweeting everything he could find about it. You know, that's his guy. But you're right. That's
He loves Ahmed Hill.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Ahmed Hill and Jimmy Butler even look alike. You look at their pictures.
Yeah,
their haircuts the same.
They kind of do.
Pull them up next to each other. They look exactly alike. I bet when Buzz saw Ahmed Hill playing in high school and saw his motor and just saw that he looked exactly like Jimmy Butler, I bet he was like, this is my guy.
Yeah.
This is my guy. He's got the motor of Jimmy Butler. He looks like Jimmy Butler. He's going to play for me for 4 years, and I'm going to develop him into Jimmy Butler. That is his guy.
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah. And so, and Chris Clark is his guy. And, you know, Buzz really likes Jalen Hudson, and he really likes Justin Bibbs. But when it comes down to it, those guys were not recruited by Buzz, and they're consistency level as far as effort goes. Effort and toughness and all the two main things that Buzz looks for, honestly. It's not quite on the same consistency level as Hill's and Clark's. So that's, next year is going to be a really interesting battle. There's going to be an odd man out there, and it's going to be a really talented odd man out, in my opinion.
Much better problem to have, though.
Absolutely. It's better to have an odd man out than no men in at all, like last year.
They felt that problem.
That's right.
I think it's always really interesting when Buzz talks about his guys last season, and we got him to talk about it a little bit yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
When he said, some of the things he said was, I miss going to work every day with Will Johnson and Christian Beyer, but the fact that those guys all, you know, came to practice with this mentality that they were gonna just work as hard as they possibly could, and he gave so much credit to Will Johnson and Christian Beyer after the UVA win. He said, you know, the foundation was laid by those guys, and when they look, you know, when in 5 years, when Buzz Williams is taking Virginia Tech to the NCAA tournament in the Sweet 16, they're gonna look back on the first 2 years, and that's when the foundation was laid. You know, those are the guys; those are going to be his guys that helped him, you know, build what is supposed to be the future success of Virginia Tech basketball.
Absolutely, and they can go. And when we're in the NCAA tournament, and CBS wants to do a feature on Virginia Tech basketball, they can go interview Navy SEAL Will Johnston, whose toughness helped lay the foundation of the program. It helped show guys like Ahmed Hill and Zach Ledeh and people like that who were in the program. How you bring it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you, man. Talking to Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com, joining Danny and I here in the McAdoo studios as he does every Friday. Johnny Hamilton, any update there, any word there? I mean, that's a big 7-foot body they could use.
You know, I just think he's so raw.
Yeah.
And when he missed those, four or five games in December from that academic suspension, I think he lost a lot of development time because I think not only was he suspended from games, he was suspended from practice too.
Yeah.
Because Buzz wanted to make sure he was eligible. And when you're a raw player, I don't think he started playing basketball until he was a junior in high school. So he played.
It's a late start.
Yeah. It was like junior in high school and then 2 years of JUCO ball, which isn't the greatest competition in the world. So, I mean, he's adjusting to so many different things. He's adjusting to a much higher level of basketball. And okay, he's a guy from Trinidad and Tobago. He's adjusting to a much higher level of academics also. So, you know, he's one of those guys. He's raw. You got to give him time, and unfortunately, he's a JUCO, so he doesn't have too much time. But I still feel like he's going to help us at some point again this year, and I still feel like he's going to help us at some point next year.
He's got this year and next year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so he's got this year and next year, and as Chris alluded to there, he's able to play right now if they wanted to play.
Oh,
correct?
Yeah,
he could go. There's just no place for him out there right now is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like. I don't think they fully trust him. I think, you know, he's more athletic than Satchel Pierce. He's not going to score with his back to the basket. I just think he's a little bit lost right now. I think the potential's there. He's never going to be a dominant offensive star or anything like that. But, you know, I do think he's going to be a tough contributor at some point for Virginia Tech. I think he has that potential.
What? I don't fully understand the situation with Ahmed Hill. If Buzz said he's fully participating in practice now, what's the deal with him? Did they redshirt him or?
I think they're going to redshirt him.
Okay.
Yeah. I think at this point, it's unlikely they make the NCAA tournament, despite Kyle's bold prediction last year. But
I shouldn't have said anything.
But can they make the NCAA tournament for the next 3 years with Ahmed Hill?
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I still think we're laying the foundation of the program, and I don't think you sacrifice Ahmed Hill playing basketball, you know, even if he's 100% healthy, you're going to see 75% of the best Ahmed Hill has to offer over the last, you know, month of the season.
Yeah.
Simply because he missed the whole preseason, he missed the whole non-conference schedule, the first, you know, four whatever amount of games in ACC play. It wouldn't be fair to him to just play a month or so of basketball and have that count as a whole year of eligibility. I think that hurts his development.
Yeah.
I think... And when I look forward and I say, okay, we can have him as a redshirt senior as opposed to, you know, a month of 75% basketball this year in a year we're not going to make the NCAA tournament, it's a no-brainer to me. He redshirts. If he's willing to redshirt, he redshirts.
Well, I don't even think it's about his willingness to do so. I mean,
agreed.
I mean, he probably – I mean, what competitor wouldn't want to play? But what are there, 14 games left in the regular season?
You're right. And what if we win the next two? What if we beat Georgia Tech and Notre Dame on the road
to become 5-1 in conference?
5-1 in conference, and then 13-6 overall.
It's a different conversation, but it's not just about how you know X number of games left. As you well know, it takes a certain number of games for guys to get back into basketball shape.
Yeah. I mean, right.
You can run in practice all you want to, but if there are 11-12 games left in the season, they decide to bring Ahmed Hill back for some sort of run at the NCAA tournament. Well, he may only have 9 or 10 of them left to really play at top shape, or even less than that. So,
and you better make the NCAA tournament.
Exactly.
Well, and at that point, they'll probably have Chris Clark back.
Right.
And I think if you have too many guys, see, I've never been a fan of big play and rotations in basketball. I think guys need to play. I think your top five players need to play around 30 minutes mm-hmm. and get into a rhythm. And I think if you have depth out to, 11, 12 guys, that's there for injury purposes. It's if you're not good enough to play, then you shouldn't be on the court. You're a practice body.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech's best teams have always had 7 or 8 guys.
Mm-hmm.
They won the NIT with 6 guys, the starters plus Troy Manns, right? Way back in the mid-90s. Duke doesn't have a deep bench this year. Duke plays 7 guys, right? West Virginia doesn't play a ton of guys, I don't think. So I think if you bring both those guys back at the same time and all of a sudden you've got 5 wings on this team that all are worthy of major minutes, well, they're all not going to get major minutes.
Right.
And you're going to end up hurting rhythm. I think with the rotation pared down, I don't like guys being hurt, but I think it's helped to a certain extent.
Oh, it probably has.
Yeah. But I think it's pushed up back the competition until next year because, like I said, one of those 4 guys is not going to finish his career at Virginia Tech. I just don't think they're all too talented to sit on the bench. And, 3 of them are sophomores, one of them's a freshman. It's just
that's the nature of the game these days. The transfer rate is astronomical.
Yeah.
But I'll just go back to something quickly before we take this break. It's just that the fact that we are even entertaining the thought in this idea that in this room that they could make the NCAA tournament, none of us believes it's going to happen. But the fact that we are even entertaining that notion
is
exactly what Whit Babcock hoped when he hired hired Buzz Williams to coach this basketball team. That in and of itself is somewhat remarkable. Long season ahead. 14 league games left to go. They could lose the next 14. We honestly have no idea, but we're having that conversation, and that's what they had in mind when they made this move replacing James Johnson. Let's take a break. We'll come back. One more segment with Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. Keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.